Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to Colossians chapter 3. Listen to our guest reader, Gwen Olson, read the 25 verses of this chapter. Gwen is the one who edits, transcribes, and publishes every Ad Bible recording. She's also the voice at the introduction of every recording. So let's listen to Gwen on Colossians chapter 3.
Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. For the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality.
Back in 1986, when I was 31 years old, I read Colossians 3 in 3 days. So I started with the description of the first two verses of Colossians. Seek the things above, not the things of this world. On the next day, I read 3:1-17, and I wrote a lot about this. I wrote, die and let life be hidden with Christ in you. Die to old self. Allow Jesus to renew a new man in me. Concerning verse 12, I wrote, put on a heart of compassion. Verse 14, put on love. Verse 15, let peace of Christ rule in your heart and be thankful. Verse 16, let the word richly dwell within you. Sing with thankfulness. Verse 17, whatever you do, in work or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And on the third day, I finished Colossians with verses 18 through the end. I wrote family guidance and referred to verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men. And it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. At 41 years old in 1996, I read Colossians 3 and I wrote, set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth. Put on tender mercies, and kindness. And at 51 years old in the year 2006, I wrote, I need this encouragement. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And I was referring to verses 2 and 3. And then I wrote, how should we Christians live? And I quoted verses 12 and 13. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on hearts of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also you should forgive. That ends my journal entries, but let's go back to that question I asked in 2006. How should we Christians live? Paul answers it in verse 2. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. In the next several verses, he makes a distinction between earthly things and godly things. He says, put to death what is earthly in you, such as sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk. Do not lie to one another. And put off the old self with its practices while putting on the new self. That's a long list of what's earthly. Let's find out what is putting our minds on the things above. That list begins in verse 12. Compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other. Putting on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So Paul makes a pretty clear distinction between the things above and not on the things that are earthly. How are you doing with all that? Where is your mind? If you have a Bible, go back through those lists and see where your attention focuses. Are you taking Paul's advice to set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth? As a practical application from today's lessons out of Colossians 3, just take one of the things that are putting our minds above and think about that thing today. Maybe it's a compassionate heart. Maybe it's kindness or humility or meekness or patience. Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's putting on love. Or maybe it's letting the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Or lastly, maybe it's just being thankful. Pick one of those things and set your mind on that particular item today. Also, as you think about the activities of your day, think about verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Is that how your day will go? Will you do everything in word or deed in the name of the Lord Jesus? Will you be an ambassador for Christ today? Why? Verse 23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Is that how you approach your day? Is that how you walk through your day? Will you do everything today heartily as for the Lord and not for men? For you are serving the Lord Christ. Father, thank you for the challenge today in Colossians chapter 3. To set our minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. Thanks for listing what is earthly and things that are above. Thanks for teaching us how to live life as a Christian. Holy Spirit, help us today to do everything in word or deed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do everything heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Help us truly be ambassadors for Christ today. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen.